Every August, Santa Rosa's Congregation Shomrei Torah remembers their longtime leader, the late Rabbi Michael Robinson, with a memorial service in his name. This year, the featured speaker will be Rabbi Michael Lerner of Berkeley, whose life of activism mirrors Robinson's. A co-founder of the Network of Spiritual Progressives, Lerner has long advocated for what he calls a new bottom line in social values.
Every institution, corporations, government policies, our educational system, our healthcare system, our legal system, they're all judged efficient, rational, or productive to the extent that they maximize money or power. And we're saying that we want to see a new bottom line that includes the degree to which any of these institutions or corporations or government policies maximize love and caring, kindness and generosity, ethical and ecological sensitivity, enhance our capacity to respond to other human beings as embodiments of the sacred, and enhance our capacity to respond to the universe with awe, wonder, and radical amazement.
Accordingly, his talk, Friday evening at the Santa Rosa Temple, will be on the spiritual healing and transformation of American society. A first step, Lerner says, is getting past the fear that the desire for such sweeping change is not widely shared.
People act in a selfish, looking out for number one way, largely because they believe that nobody else would go with them were they to act in a different way. And so our task as spiritual leaders is to help people understand that their deepest aspirations for a world of love and kindness and generosity are not things that are irrelevant and impossible to achieve in the public world and in the political arena. They are very achievable if we could overcome our certainty that nobody else wants it.
A painful example drawn from recent headlines can be found in Gaza, where Lerner sees reciprocal fears dominating all other considerations.
Each side fervently believes that the other side wants to wipe them out, and for that reason they have no choice but to resort to violence in order to achieve their ends. That's a tragedy that can only be overcome if the rest of us speak with a sense of respect for both sides and honoring of the pain that both sides have experienced. We Jews, we Christians, we Muslims have to allow ourselves to imagine the goodness on the other side rather than only seeing the overt behaviors which are sparked by the fear and certainty that the other side wants nothing but to destroy us.
That's half a world away from Sonoma County, but Lerner believes that people here can still affect change there.
As a rabbi, my primary interest is in the moral righteousness of my own people, to go for our highest values, and our highest values, love your neighbor, but also love the stranger. When you come into your land, the Torah says, do not oppress the stranger. Remember that you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Well, part of my message to the people of Santa Rosa is that we have to embody that love of the other. We have to transcend our own history of fear and the history of pain that we've suffered and begin to talk a language of caring for the other. And that will make it possible for the other to no longer be so fearful of us.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.